Welcome to Next Day Prep. What we are watching tomorrow.
What a day. I mean, what a reversal. We started the session with what looked like a picture-perfect breakout, and it just completely fell apart.
It really did. The catalyst was supposed to be NVIDIA, right? They delivered a monster earnings report, beat expectations, raised guidance, and the stock finished down over 3%. What happened?
It's a classic, textbook, sell the news event on a massive scale. NVIDIA's report was flawless. Jensen Huang was on the call saying Blackwell sales are off the charts. But the market is telling us that even perfection wasn't enough. The price action was a huge red flag for the entire AI trade.
So this reversal is bigger than just one stock. The S&P 500, the NASDAQ, they all wiped out gains of more than 1% and closed deep in the red. They couldn't even hold their 50-day moving averages.
Exactly. This gives real credibility to the concern that this recent rally was just too dependent on a handful of megacaps and the hope that the Fed would start easing. Today was a major reality check.
And the pain was widespread. It wasn't just tech getting hit, was it?
Not at all. I mean, tech was the epicenter of the damage, down almost 3%. The semiconductor index got absolutely crushed, falling nearly 5%. Names like AMD and Micron were hit hard alongside NVIDIA. But then the selling bled into industrials, consumer discretionary, materials, pretty much everywhere.
Was there anywhere to hide? Did anything actually work today?
Just one sector. Consumer staples. It was the only group to close with a gain, and that tells you everything you need to know about the market's mood. It was a flight to safety.
And that was helped by Walmart, which also had a solid beat and raise report, right?
That's right. So you had this perfect storm of money flowing out of high-flying tech and into defensive, reliable names like Walmart, a classic risk-off rotation.
Got it. So what about the macro picture? What did the economic data tell us today?
It was mixed. The September employment report showed an increase in payrolls, but August was revised down and the unemployment rate ticked up. It wasn't strong, but it wasn't weak enough to force the Fed's hand.
So hopes for a December rate cut are fading?
Well, the odds ticked up slightly to just under 40%, but it's still very unlikely. The data supports this low firing, low hiring narrative. It keeps the Fed in a wait-and-see mode, which the market doesn't seem to love right now.
Okay, let's get tactical. With all this volatility, what are the key levels traders need to be watching for the S&P and the NASDAQ?
For the SPY, that 650 level is critical. We saw a big drop from around 658 down to that area. 650 is now major support. If that breaks, look out below. For the QQQ, the line in the sand is 580. It failed to hold 592, and a break of 580 could open the floodgates for more selling.
And we saw the VIX's cousin, the VXX, spike today, confirming that fear is rising.
Absolutely. The VXX spike corroborates the whole bearish picture. Investors are getting nervous.
So amidst all this chaos, were there any pockets of strength? Any actionable ideas setting up for tomorrow?
You know, there always are. Even on a day with nearly 900 declining stocks, you can find relative strength. We saw some interesting action into the close. Names like Cord and CONI completely ignored the market sell-off and broke out late on expanding volume. That's a huge tell.
So those are continuation plays you're watching?
Exactly. For Cord, as long as it holds above that $61 area, the momentum could continue. We also saw selective strength in some biotech names, like ABVX and ANVS. Money was clearly rotating into these smaller stories while the megacaps were getting sold.
Interesting. And what about traders who think this weakness will continue?
They were bidding up the inverse ETFs, TZA, which shorts the small caps, and TSLZ, which shorts Tesla. Both saw persistent buying into the close. They're coiled for another move up if the market remains weak.
So to wrap it all up, a major intraday reversal has put the AI trade in question, we're seeing a defensive rotation, and all eyes are on critical support levels for the indices.
That's the takeaway. And the big catalyst is tomorrow morning at 8:30 a.m. Eastern, the November non-farm payrolls report. That will set the tone. My advice is to be nimble, respect your stops, and be ready for more volatility. Today's price action was a significant warning shot.
A crucial day ahead. Thanks for the insights. That's all for today's Next Day Prep. We'll see you tomorrow.